You know, friends, there's a reason for everything. And the reason why Alk Seltzer is such an overwhelming favorite with folks when they want really fast relief for a touch of acid indigestion is just this. You dissolve an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water, like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink the refreshing solution it makes, and you help yourself to twofold relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer does more than simply neutralize excess gastric acidity. It also helps relieve that uncomfortably full, stuffy feeling that frequently causes so much misery. So next time, let Alka-Seltzer's double action help you smile with relief in a hurry. You can get Alka-Seltzer by the package or by the glass at any drugstore. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric, who is still quarantined in the Jot 'em Down store with measles, managed to slip out the other day and expose all of the customers at Luke Spears' restaurant. And so now, as we look in on the little community today, we find not only Lum, Abner, Cedric, and the nurse, Miss Lunsford, quarantined in the Jot 'em Down store, but also Squire Skimp, Grandpappy Spears, Ulysses S. Quincy, and Mousy Cray.
Lum, this is an outrage. I'm not going to stay in this store one more minute.
I reckon you'll have to.
What's that?
Well, don't blame me about it, Squire. This weren't my idea.
Miss Lunsford, for the last time, don't you think we've stayed here long enough?
No.
No.
I'm not going to let you go out and start an epidemic of measles.
Grandpap, don't jiggle aboard every time you move one of them checkers.
I ain't jiggling the pigeon-toed thing.
You ever done it now. Watch what you're doing.
Well, we're not going to get the measles, Miss Lunsford. We all had them when we were boys. I'm going back to my office.
Mr. Skimp, you come back here. No one's leaving this store until I say so.
Hey, Miss Lunsford, can I get up now? I feel awful well again.
No, Cedric, you stay in bed. You're sick.
Well, I don't feel sick.
Yes, you do.
I know I don't.
I know more about this than you do.
Yes, Mama. Sick then, I think.
Miss Lunsford, I've just got to get home. My wife, Gussie, will just raise old Ned with me for being away from home so long.
You're staying right here.
Yes, ma'am. But Miss Lunsford, Gussie's an awful nice woman, but she has a pretty nasty left hook.
It's no use, Mousy. The warden won't let you go.
You mean me, Mr. Edwards?
Why, no. Why should ever give you an idea like that? But look, Miss Lunsford, we're losing money with the store quarantined up this way, and these fellas eating us out of house and home. Besides that, they've all got jobs to do. Ain't that right, Ulysses?
Yeah, okay, Lum. I ought to be home painting my barn right now. I gotta get that barn painted.
Abner, watch out what you're moving there. Can't move two spaces that away.
I never moved two spaces.
You did, done it, I see.
By George, I'm going to have the law on somebody for this. It's an outrage.
Well, all I moved was just one space, Grandpap. You're just mad because you're losing.
Losing?
I don't know what to say.
Why are you losing if
I stay here any longer, Miss Lunsford?
Don't you call me no idiot, you silly half-bloody
and six alive, all of you be quiet.
Ah,
never seen such a disgraceful exhibition. Act like a bunch of ornery schoolboys.
Well, now, look here, Miss Lunsford.
And you're the worst of the lot, Mr. Skimp. Shut up.
What? What's that?
Might as well do like she says, Squire.
I'm here doing my duty. Trying to safeguard the health of your community. The least you can do is try to cooperate.
Well, Grandpap claimed that I moved two spaces.
You keep still.
Yes, Mom.
Boy, she sure shut you up, Mr. Abner. Boy.
You be quiet, too.
Yes, Mom.
All right, now. Might as well all make up your minds to this. You've all been quarantined in here, and you're not leaving till it's safe for you to do so. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And as long as that's the case, you might just as well try to make the best of it. Now on, let's all try to be a little more jolly. Like I am.
You don't reckon I'd be overdoing it, do you?
You keep quiet.
Huh?
Thing for you to do is to stop wrangling with each other and to keep your minds and your bodies active in some organized group play. So now I want you all to line up.
Line up?
Yes. I'm going to give you some exercises.
Now, just a second here. We're all tired from trying to sleep on the floor last night.
I said line up.
All right.
Now, come, everyone. Get in line, Mr. Quincy.
Yeah, okay. Ought to be home painting that barn, though.
Now, this is Just what you need to build up resistance to germs such as the measles. You want to have sluggish bodies?
Yeah, I do.
Now, don't try to be smart, Mr. Spears.
Well, you weren't trying to be smart.
Ain't no danger of him ever being smart.
All right, that's enough of that, Mr. Peabody. Stop that laughing and be cheerful. Ready now. Stand tall. Chest out. Squinty, I said chest out.
Okay.
The low chest you've got there.
Hey, he has to keep it down there to hold his pants up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here we go now. Hands on the hips. On the toes at the count of one. Bend at the knees at the count of two. Back up on three and so on. All right, here we go. One, two, bend, way down.
I'm in no condition.
Way down. All right, three. I said three. That means straighten up again.
Hey, Abner, give me a hand here, will you? I can't get back up.
Doggett, I can't straighten myself up. Oh, my poor knee. Lum.
No, don't look at me, Abner. Pennies, I must be getting old.
Mr. Skimp, you're not supposed to sit on the floor.
This is an outrage. That's what it is, an outrage.
Good grief. Can't any of you do a simple exercise like that?
I can do it good, Mr. Lansford. Watch me. One, two, three.
Sedgwick, get back in bed.
One, two,
Sedgwick,
three.
Now you're sick. You can't
one,
do that.
Two. Yes, Mama can do it, too. You just watch me. The fact is, I'm the only one that can. One, two,
get
three.
Back in bed.
Yes, Mom. Don't go on it anyways. I was going good there.
Now, the rest of you get up off the floor some way there. I think we'll give up the exercise plan and take up some mental group activity.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Lansford. If you mean any more of them jolly fun games we was playing the other day, you can just count me out.
Me, too. I've never been so sick of being jolly in all my whole life.
A happy and active mind is essential to good health.
Well, I'm going over to my office, that is, if I can still walk, I'm going.
You are not?
What's that?
Now, I suggest that you busy yourselves with a game.
I ain't going to play it.
Yes, you are. You are.
What kind of a game?
I'm going to see to it that you're happy and cheerful. We're all under quite a strain here, and I'm not going to have you disturbing that poor, sick Cedric.
I sort of enjoy being disturbed.
No, you don't.
Oh, excuse me. I've been mistaken about might not everything here lately, looks like.
All right, now. Here's the game. First, you choose someone to be sent out of the room.
Fine. I'd like to be the first to volunteer for that.
No, I'll go out.
The back door of the store is locked, so you couldn't get out that way, Mr. Skimp.
No.
Well, that person is out of the room. The rest of you select some article, and then the other person comes back, and he must guess the article.
Now, Abner, you might as well be the fellow leaves the room.
All right.
Get this over with.
Oh, my knees are still sore from that blame exercise.
Stop mumbling. You're supposed to be cheerful.
Never had so much fun all my life.
All right, now. Now, select an article. Some humorous article. Now, this game can become very hilarious.
Oh, yeah. We got to watch ourselves here. Not get too hilarious. Keep ourselves under control.
Yeah. Now, what humorous article will it be? Come now.
Well, I'd like to suggest something highly facetious, like a small bottle of nitric acid.
Mr. Spears, put down that almanac.
I'm just looking up to find some article in here for Abner. A lot of different things we could use. Did you know that the carbide and carbon building in Chicago, Illinois, is 37 stories high?
No, I didn't.
Well, it is. 37 stories high. I'll show it to you. Yeah, here, right here where it says it. Right there, it says 37, right there. Here.
I'm not interested. Now, how about something jolly, like one of those paintbrushes over there?
I ought to be home painting my barn.
I never heard of a jolly paintbrush.
All right, that's what it's going to be now. The paintbrush right on top of that thing there, right there. All right, call Mr. Peabody in.
Now, Abner, come on back from the feed room. Abner?
I'm coming.
Got something humorous for you to guess what, Mr. Abner? Boy,
yeah,
this is
going
to be a lot of fun.
Well, go ahead, Abner. Start asking questions. But see, you get to ask us some questions to get hints.
Hints?
And then you try to figure out what it is. Ain't that right, Miss Lunsford?
Yes, 20 questions.
Yeah, that's the name of it, 20 questions.
Dr. Cedric can go around the room.
start out asking Cedric something first, huh?
Go ahead. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for the $64 question.
Yeah, let's see now. Let's see, what can I... Oh, wait a minute. I know a good one. What is it, Cedric?
Well, it's that top paintbrush.
Cedric, keep quiet.
Well, he asked me the question, didn't he?
He can't ask that question.
Well, I know the right answer, though.
No, Abner, you're supposed to ask like if it's mineral or fish or something like that.
Start over with Cedric again.
Yeah.
Cedric, is it a mineral fish?
No, Mom, it's that top paint.
Cedric, good grief, haven't you any sense at all?
No, Mom.
Doggies, Miss Lunsford, I can't get it. I believe I'll just give up.
No, try some more.
You are not trying.
I'm trying my best.
No,
I just
you're
can't
not.
Get
you
close
ain't trying
to
your level,
but. Yes, I am too, Lum. I just can't get close. Somebody give me a hint. I believe I could get it.
Well,
but
if
I
you
can't
just
get...
put your mind to it, use a little common sense. Very simple.
Anna Grannies, wait a minute. I got an idea. Miss Lunsford, why don't you show him how it's done? You be the one to go out of the room.
Well, might be the easiest way to teach him at that. Call me as soon as you want me.
Yeah, we will. Well, fellas, I just studied up an awful humorous article for Miss Lunsford.
Huh?
Here, do you see this?
Well, sure, that's a key.
Yeah, and I believe it's the key to the feed room door.
Yes, that is highly amusing, and I believe I know a laughable place where we can put it, too.
Well, good for you.
Right in the keyhole of the feed room door.
Jolly suggestion, Squire, old boy. And turn it a little, too.
Yes, turn it good.
Here, Abner, take the key.
Yeah,
put down your almanac, Grandpap. Come on, Ulysses. Mousie, get out of bed, Cedric. We're getting out of here.
Well, what are we going to do, play some other fun games?
Yeah, I got it, Mom.
Yeah, we're going to lock her in the feed room, and then we're going to play what's called Run, Sheepy, Run.
Well, Lum had the right idea that time, all right. And, folks, here's another good idea, one that'll interest you, too. Join the countless thousands of busy, on-the-go Americans who always keep a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets on the job to help them keep on the job. And that's a mighty good idea because none of us these days can afford to let a headache, touch of acid indigestion, sour upset stomach, or muscular aches and pain slow us down for long and keep us from putting in a full day's work. But with Alka-Seltzer Handy, real relief for these common occasional ills can be yours in short order. So stop in at your favorite drugstore on your way to work tomorrow and get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer tablets and keep them in your desk or your locker, ready to offer you the kind of relief you want when you want it. Many's the time you'll be glad you got acquainted with the fast relief Alka-Seltzer offers for so many different work-disturbing ailments.